Okay. Rabbi, as every day now, we're learning Hilchos Lashon Hara from the Sefer, A Daily Companion, and it's L'schus Refuas, our best friend, Yosef Dov Ben Chayla. So the Chofetz Chaim gives an example of somebody who's not being don l'chav schus. He says, for instance, Reuven is walking down the street, and he meets Shimon emerging from the local Beis Din, holding the psak. So Shimon's holding the psak of the Beis Din, and it's a monetary case, and he lost the case. He's the loser in the case, and the Beis Din has decided against him. And he says to Reuven, his friend, he says to Reuven, his friend, did you ever hear anything so ridiculous? He says, it was obvious that I deserved to win. I was definitely in the right. These Dayonim don't know what they're doing. Yeah, he says, and any other Beis Din would have seen things my way. That's the way he says. Yeah. So he's come out of the Beis Din. He's heard the case. He's there. But he says the Dayonim don't know what they're doing. Yeah. I had a case like that. I took somebody, a respected member of this Kehillah, to the Federation Beis Din for my fees. Because I did a job for him. I sent him a bill, and then he refused to pay me, and he came up with all sorts of excuses. And so I said to him, you know, I don't accept the excuses, I don't think you're justified. And if you, I said, if you want, you know, the way that we've sorted out is the Beis Din. So he said, mask him. So I called him to the Federation, we had a hearing. I got a psak in 100% in favor of me. He had to pay the full amount within 30 days. On the 30th day, literally, I got a letter through my door with a check saying, I'm complying with the decision of the Beis Din, but I want you to know that they don't know what they're talking about. They're incompetent. They're not legally trained. They shouldn't take on cases that they don't understand, right? They're incapable of what's called, one of them he thinks was sleeping throughout. Yeah, he wrote me a ganze Musa Drosha, yeah, to tell me how the Beis Din were totally wrong and didn't know what they'd done and came to the wrong conclusion for all the wrong reasons and etc, etc, etc. He said, I'm paying you because they're Paskin. I don't want to be a Messiah of the Beis Din, not to do, but I want you to know that they were incompetent and they got it wrong and I'm still right. Yeah, that's the case this person comes out. So the question is, says the Chofetz Chaim, how do you deal with this person? And tomorrow, B'li'eda, we'll find out how to deal with him because my time is up.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, 28th of Cheshvan, 12th of November, Rabbi Chaim Blaya Shlita, Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. This week's Torahway is the Schus Hashvun, Milchamor Shiachul of Uzayim, Lesholim, and Heiro, and it's been sponsored in Lischus Hechosim Simcha Ben Chaya Dvera Nereyoy, Bakala Esther Chano Batrocha Shatichi, She's Kulim Nerd Vice, Lemon Bisrael Bekesha Shel Kayamo Vinyan Ade Ad.
Amen. It's a wonderful tzchus to be able to speak and address Yidden who have come together to discuss Torah, start the day and the week with topics of Torah. In these challenging times in Eretz Yisrael, in the world, the only koyach we have is the Torah. Torah magnu matzla, Torah is megin. And coming from Eretz Yisrael, people think, what can we contribute to the cause? But one thing is definite, from Chutz La'aretz, from being here in London, the only thing that people can contribute is davening, Tehillim, and Torah. If we strengthen in Torah, V'dibar to bom, we speak in Torah, we toil in Torah, that's our bomb. That's what we can do. And if a person will just make a cheshbon and dedicate, so much time is being wasted on following the news, following the all the aspects of it, trying to imagine if they would be in a position of power, what would they do, and giving their deus about it. But first of all, we don't want to be in that position. There's many dine nefoshes which have to be decided on in split seconds. So we're fortunate that we don't have to make such decisions. But whatever the case, what we can contribute is the Torah strengthening in Torah, because Torah is magnu matzla. If a person would dedicate all the time wasted on the news and speaking about it just to Torah, that will definitely have a big effect and a big te'eles for the Ribbono Shel Olam, making a nachas ruach for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the very fact that people get together and learn, that's the tak of the biggest chus contribution which we can do for the Eis Torah. We're saying every day in davening, Shomer Yisrael, Shmoish Eretz Yisrael, Val Yovad Yisrael. Don't let the Yiddish nation be lost. Ho'emrim Shema Yisrael, B'schus Shema Yisrael. And then the next one goes, Shomer Ga'echod, Shmoish Eretz HaMiechod, Val Yovad Go'echod, HaMiachtem Shimcho, Hashem Elokeini, Hashem Echod. So the obvious question is, what's the difference between the first Shomer Yisrael and the second Shomer Ga'echod? If the whole thing is, our power is to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, of Yichud Hashem, and believing everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then that's already Nichlal in the second one. Shomer Ga'echod, Val Yovad Ga'echod, HaMiachtem Shimcho, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. So the first one is telling me something, that there's a Maila in just Shema Yisrael. Even if we wouldn't continue the Pasuk and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, there's a Maila and there's a Schus Shmira if we just say the two words Shema Yisrael. I think the message is that when Yidden have an Eis Torah and we say Shema Yisrael, listen, Yidden, listen, what's going on? This is a message, we have to do something. Even if we don't continue with Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. But the very fact that we're listening, we're ready to listen and to strengthen what come may, whatever the issue is. Shema Yisrael, it's a wake up call. Listen, Yidden, listen, what's going on? And we strengthen, we take our chizuk. That's, that alone is the schus that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be Shom Yisrael, Shmoish Eretz Yisrael, Val Yoivad Yisrael, Hoimrim Shema Yisrael. So today we'd like to discuss a topic in Nisa Veheta, and that's the din of Ein Mevatle Nisa Lekatchila. We know that there's a whole concept of Bittel Barov, Bittel B'Shishim. When you have an Issa, a piece of nevela, a chicken, one chicken which is nevela, and it gets mixed up into two other chickens which are kosher, then we have a din of bittel barov, and if it's bittel barov, if it's yovish b'yovish, that means dry objects, three separate pieces of meat, and it's min b'mino, that means it's the same type in the case of chickens. So one chicken is also two are kosher, we don't know which one is which, then we say bittel barov. We imagine that when does such things happen? I mean, where do you have a case of you have a nevela in front of you in our houses? We don't have pieces of nevela, but it's very nogea in a shlachtois, in a place where they shech the chickens. There's many trefus knocking around. There's many nevelas knocking around, and sometimes they could be mixed up if they don't have manpower to differentiate and immediately to mark off which one is treif and which one is not. It happens very, very often that there could be a taruvus of chad betrei, of one and two. So we have a klal of bittel barov, it's one dry piece of issa will be bottled in two other dry pieces of kosher. Then there's din of bittel b'shishim. If you have mim b'minoi, if you have mim she'eino minoi, or mim b'minoi b'dov olach, meaning if let's say wine, Yain shel issa falls into other wine, so that's a teruvus of lach balach. Or if you have different types, or even mim she'eino minoi, yovish b'yovish, if you have dry subjects, but it's mim she'eino minoi, it's two different types. We don't know which one is the issa, but in reality it's two different types. Then the din is that we need shishim. It's bottle b'shishim, and this is, everyone knows we have bittel b'shishim. But then there's another issa of ein mevatle nisa lekatchila. Even though that we have a whole institution of bittel, but that institution only works that if it falls in, if it gets nisarv, if I have a nevela being mixed up into two other pieces of kosher, then we have a din of bittel. But can I go lekatchila? I know I have a piece of issa, I mix them all up, and lemaisa, now I don't know which one is the issa, which one is the heta. I have bittel barov, but lemaisa I'm not allowed to, because ein mevatle nisa lekatchila. B'dievet, if it happened, then we rely on bittel to say that it's become this battle. But avada, I'm not allowed to go be mevatel issa lekatchila. As a machlokes rishonim, whether this issa is a machlokes, whether it's a din doraisa or is it a din derabonon. That means, does the Torah tell me that I'm not allowed to be mevatel isla katchila? Or is it the Drabonon which say, that means theoretically, min haTorah, I would be allowed to be mevatel isla katchila. I would be able to pour in some issa into something, in a mixture which has shishim, and rely on that I'm allowed, that it's bittul b'shishim. Bivai, that there's no tam of the, why bittul b'shishim works, because that there's no tam of the issa. If there's no tam of the issa, I'm not min haTorah, I'm not eating the issa. It's bottle. Midrabanon, I'm not allowed to be mevatel isla lekatchila. There's machlokes rishonim with that. The general idea is we normally go with the mahalach that ein mevatel isla lekatchila is only a din drabanon. But nevertheless, the rishonim, the Ravid and the Ra'oh, which hold that bittel issa is you're not allowed to be mevatel isla lekatchila even min haTorah. If we hold that only isla drabanon, like the Rashba learns the Ran. Toysus and Chulin brings down such a shit that's only midrabanon. What would be the reason? So one reason says, the Beis Meir says, the reason is that in order I shouldn't become to, if I would be allowed to be mevatel issa lekatchila, I would come to be mekel and come to eat the issa without having done the bittel. And Zabada, the bittel works. But midrabanon said, don't go be mevatel isla katchila, because if I would be mevatel isla katchila, then I would come to eat the issa, at some point I would come to be mekel, and anyway it's mixed up, so there's a chance that I'll come to be mezalzel and come to eat the issa without having done the bittel. Yad Yehuda says a different reason, that we're not choshesh hazoivad that he's going to come to eat the issa without bittel, but I'll upon him, there's a chashash that I might come to be mezalzel be issa, that means be mezalzel in the shia of the issa. If we know that I'm allowed to be, I'm allowed to be mevatel b'shishim. So if I do lekatchila, then I might come to be mezalzel b'shid. Sometimes there might not be 60 parts of heta; there might be only 50 parts of heta, and nevertheless, I might come to be mezalzel in the shir. That's reasons if we take on that midrabanon. If we hold that it's doraisa, where does it say in the Torah that ein mevatel is lekatchila? Where is it nichlal? If it's a min haTorah, it has to have a makor. Has to have somewhere in the Torah where it tells me that you're not allowed to be mevatel isla katchila. So on that, there's four different explanations in the Mefarshim. There are, is mashma that he says that when the Torah says lo soichal, don't eat something, don't eat nevela, don't eat chaza, don't eat it in any way. That means don't go and try and find even a bedievedik way of try to eat this chaza. That means don't eat it. It's nichlal in the lo soichal, is don't eat it in its natural form, and don't even eat it in a way of bittel. So nichlal in the lo soichal, and don't eat it in any way. Don't try and find tachbulas and eitzes of how I would be able to eat it, because even bittel isla katchila is also min haTorah.
It's a medicine, mixing medicines.
Sorry?
It's mixing medicines.
So, first of all, medicines, in all industry, normally it's not the Yidin which make the medicine. So in the whole concept of bittel isla katchila is in the kashrus industry it's a big fanem, because even though we're not handling bittel isla katchila, but let's say you have a goyish company making a product, if it's a nash, if it's a food, if it's a medicines, so sometimes they would put in some issa. It's in part of the recipe is issa, but it's a less than there's more than shishim. That means batsim, it's bottle. So a goy doesn't have a din of bittel isla katchila, right? But there's another din that even if you hold ein bittel isla katchila is only for yid, but not a goy, but the bittel isla katchila is not allowed, is also for the person who it's made for. So if a goy, if a yiddish, let's say yiddish company employs a goyish company to make them a product, but lemaisa has something which is issa in it and it's bottle b'shishim. So mitzad the goyish company, if they're making it for the world, and so they're not making it for me, they're making it for the world, they're making it for the vast population. A yid, if lemaisa, it's bottle b'shishim, then number one is bottle b'shishim. I ain't mevatel isla katchila. They didn't make it for me, they're making it for themselves. I'm having benefit now after the bittel. But if a yiddish company would order this manufacturer, and that's what's happening, lemaisa, all these products of Nush are made in Goyish companies, in Goyish factories. The Yiddish company will employ and get this company to make them a certain product. So when it's made for the Yid, then you're not allowed to aim a batal nisr al-katkhil. It tells me that if it's made for me, then I'm not allowed to introduce or have any khashash of batal nisr al-katkhil. And therefore, they have to talk and make sure that there's no ingredient which is also bichlal, even if we're not relying on the bittel because of the problem and the issa of ein mevatel nesel katchila. If you 100% know, if you talk a no, and many lists or things like that, which be'etzem it's a goyish company, and there is a chashash issa of it, but lemaisa it's a very, very minute thing. So then, lekatchila, they rely on a bottle b'shishim. But it's the problem is we always have to know if it's not bottle b'shishim, then lemaisa we're eating issa. So it always has to have a lot of information of if there is some issa going in, what's the amount of issa, and the shishim is 1.2%. So the first tzad that bitl esel katchil is a derais is coming from the svara of loy soichal, don't eat it in any form where you could bring to lidei issa. The Pri Toya says that it's a min atoyre, it's halacha l'moshim sina. It's halacha l'moshim sina that ein mevatel esel katchil and anocha lama. There's no specific makor which tells us that din. The Chassam Sofer says, interesting idea, he says that the Pasuk says that what do you do with a nevela? Nevela you sell to a goy. What do you do with the treifa? You give it to a dog. There's a whole pshat, why a nevela to the goy and a treifa to the dog. But lemaisa, because we see that the Torah tells you what to do with it, why didn't the Torah tell me that I can be mevatlis lekatchila? Because the Torah could only find a heter to give it to a goy or to a dog to eat, Elamai, from there we see that only that's the way to get rid of the nevela and the treifa, and not any other way. Elamai, that's the makor of in mevatel nesel katchila. The Rashba in Mishmer Sabai says mashma that he learns that it's a siyog min haTorah. Nochanama, it's a din Torah, but the gede of it is sometimes it's a chiddush because normally a siyog a gede normally we find is only drabonon. For the Torah to make a siyog, that lemaisa we don't normally find. We find it by Yai Nesach, that even a nozer is not allowed to eat grapes because of the chashash of issa of drinking wine. We find such a concept, but he says over here there's also such a concept that it's a siyog. But al kabonim, that's the machlokes and rishonim whether the din of bitl issa lekatchil is a din deraisa or it's a din drabonon. And many poskim take on lemaisa that we take on that it's only issa drabonon and that it's not issa deraisa. There's an interesting Noi de Buda which discusses, and he makes a chilek hazo. He says that, makes a chilek, what's the difference, what type of taruvus are we talking about? If we're talking about a taruvus which is yovish be yovish, three pieces of meat, let's say, and one of them is issa, and two of them are heta, so then we rely on the bittel of chad betray, one in two. He says that type of bittel is the issa of bittel is osam in atoira. Because the be'etzim, the nothing happened, nothing changed to the actual piece of issa. The piece of issa is still actually there. And we have a din. The Torah tells us, Acher Rabim L'Hatoy, so wherever we learn, Botel Bittel Barov, the Torah tells me that I'm allowed to eat all three pieces. If it's Bevasachas or Bezachazer, another Machlok Shoshonim. But nevertheless, because be'etzim, nothing actually changed to the piece, and the piece of issa is still there, just the Torah says I'm allowed to eat this piece, knowing and thinking that it's the heter, and I'm allowed to eat all three pieces if it's Bezachazer or two different people. But in such a case, to be Mevatlit Lekatchila, that would be a issa deraisa. Mashenkin, the other types of bittel, of bittel b'shishim, where the thing, the issa is lost, let's say if it's yayin nesach, and I pour it into lach balach, into different kosher wine, so then there's nothing tangible. Novos, we've done the whole thing as an entity, one entity, I'm allowed to drink this wine. In such a case, he holds that the din of bittel issa lekatchila would only be drabonon and not deraisa. Many years ago, there was a case in America, in a big plant of Shechita, where they were doing something unacceptable, but based on what we're talking about a little bit. What happens was, anyone who's been in a Schlachthaus with gasses, with cows, they shecht the cow and they put it on a conveyor belt. You can't pick up a cow. It goes on to each cow is hanging and with a number. What they did was, if it was treif, either on the shechita, or if it was treif on when they did the bedikas pnim, of checking the lungs, and So they used to take a big rubber stamp with purple ink and stamp on the side of the cow, treif. So like this, they knew this whole side of the cow was this whole cow was a treif. And that's how they moved along the conveyor belt with this purple ink stamp. So you had one animal treif and another one koshen, another one treif, and that's how they carried on. That means it was still be'etzim and taruvas, but it was easy to identify because the ones which were treif had this bigger rubber purple stamp on it. At some point afterwards, the goyim used to salt the cows while it was still hanging on the conveyor belt, and that's how they salted it. That's the mass production. By the time they finished the salting process, there was no zeicha of the ink anymore, because melach, salt, extracts the liquid, but at the same time it was also extracting the ink, which was stamped onto the side of the cow. So this marvelous heksher, lemaisa, they were finding the treifas, but at the end in the packaging department, they were coming out with 100% glatt kosher, because there weren't any signs of any treif anymore. They were playing a blind eye of what Be'etzem was happening. That means everything was going to according to the goyim knew that if you see a purple thing, you have to take it off, you have to put it to this side. But at the end of the line, lemaisa, nothing was coming. Lemaisa, we do have a din of Bittel Barov, and the Chazal already tell us that Roiv Behemoth are kosher, and if Roiv Behemoth are kosher, then you can go Bosa Roiv. So this plant were making a lot of money. Pshat is that everything was going, and it was very hard to chap, because the mashkiach was taken making sure that anything which showed up in purple went off the line. But lemaisa, nothing was coming in purple, because there wasn't any purple purple treif cards anymore. This is a problem of ein mevatnes lekatchila. Although the action wasn't, they weren't doing actually something which did the actual bittel, but lemaisa, because they knew about it, and it's something which was happening in Kaseida, this is a breach of ein mevatnes lekatchila, and it's poshut that someone shouldn't be eating from such a heksher, knowing that they're being mevatnes lekatchila, knowing that there's a bittel happening on a daily basis, relying on that. Lemaisa, they were eating a treif, but lemaisa, the consumer knows that they were eating kosher, because the Torah says, Chad betray bottle, there's bittel barov. So they were, the hashkocho, the plant, were being over on the issa of ein mevatel nisa lekatchila, if it's only drabonon. They were being over on the issa drabonon of ein mevatel nisa lekatchila. But lemaisa, at the end of the day, it was bottel barov, and therefore the consumer was eating kosher meat, because the Torah says, achri rabim la'atos. But a heksher shouldn't be working that way, and any heksher which works that way should be shut down.
Isn't a veila worse than a treifa, or a treifa worse than a veila?
No, they're both
equal.
Equal, yeah. Both get patch, Malkus.
That's called the taruvus.
Who?
Each animal is hanging separate. Yeah, is that called the taruvus?
Chad betray. Yeah, chad betray. It doesn't mean have to be that it's mingled. If I have a piece of meat here and a piece of in your house and a piece of meat in my house, but just we don't know which one. Everything which is nichlal in the
Sofik,
that's called the chad betray. So each piece was identifiable, was stood by itself. But so the Noidi Buda would say in such a case that where it's yovish b'yovish, then it's like we just said, where it's yovish b'yovish, then the issa of bittel issa lekatchila would be a issa deraisa. And it's more chomo, because they were being over on issa deraisa. But, and because this is chad betray. But never.
Take away the temper my life.
Who?
To take away the tintim alef, if somebody's going to eat that. The mice is eating a treif and a treif.
Right, there's a B'nai Soscha that says that that where there's bittel, then there's no tintim alef.
No tintim alef.
Yeah.
Did they have to cash on the kingdom?
Who?
The people who bought this at Bukhra.
There's a din of knas, that if you are mevatel issa lekatchila, then there's a din that Chachomim made a knas that you're not allowed to eat it, because otherwise, you shouldn't benefit from the aver which you did. So even if it's drabonon, we take on that it's also for the person who did it, and for the person who did it. So if there's a knas, then pashas there would be a knas on the kelim as well. Some pasuk wanted to make a difference between Mevatel Isla Katchila, that there's two betzim types of Bitl Isla Katchila. There's one type of Bitl Isla Katchila where something falls into a ready situation of Shishim. So there, if I add something to Shishim, then that's called Bitl Isla Katchila. What happens if I have something which falls into 30 parts? So right now, there's no Bitl Issa. Because if it only falls into 30, we say the Issa asses the Heter. So now, am I allowed to be Moisif 30 Heter in order to get rid of the Issa? That means in the situation where it's now, it's not bottle, but am I allowed to be Moisif the Heter? So here, the Svaro could be that I'm not being Mevatl Issa Lekatchila. The Issa has fallen in already. Here, I'm adding Heter in order to get rid of the Issa which has fallen in. So here there's some poskim which want to make the Radvaz wants to make a nafkamina and say that the din, where it's, I'm taking Issa and putting it lekatchila into Shishim, then there's the bit Issa lekatchila would be a din doraisa, also doraisa. But where it's just moisif, that means it fell into 30 parts, and I want to add Heta in order to get rid of the Issa, then the Issa would only be a drabonon and not a doraisa. Yeah. The svara is because I'm not being mevatel Issa lekatchila, I'm trying to save the Heta. That means I have already a situation where the Issa fell in. Now, I'm adding Heter in order to be matzel the Heter. The Issa is messing me up on the 30 parts of Heter, which right now I can't eat this taruvus. But because now I'm not trying to be mevatel the Issa, that's lemaisa what I'm doing, but my kavona is to be matzel, to save the Heter of 30 parts, and now I'm adding another 30 parts, so I'm being, my pa'ula is not being mevatel Issa, but rather saving the Heter. And as such a saving the Heter, some paskim say that wouldn't be al kaponon de Issa deraisa, but Issa derabonon. Because the Mechaba paskins that I'm allowed to, for example, by Issa derabonon, I'm allowed to be moisif. The Mechaba paskins halacha lemaisa, if Issa falls into 30, and this is only Issa derabonon, I'm allowed to be moisif Shloishim in order to save the Rabbonon. The Ramol Maisis Machmen says, even by Yisid Rabbonon, Sai Mevatel Issa Lekatchila and Sai Bimoisif Shloishim, I'm also not allowed to, even by Yisid Rabbonon. But the Mechaba holds that it's Mutter, by where it's Yisid Rabbonon. So we see that there it is like in such a situation where I'm only being Moisif and not being Mevatel Issa from the beginning, then there's a tzad to say that it's only Al Kaponim on all events, it's only a Drabonon and not a Doraisa.
Is 30 mixed in, 30, all of it now
trefa,
so you can't add anything.
So that's the din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, where not in every situation there's Chaticha Nasas Nevela, that's a different shmuz for a different time.
Aren't we just playing with words?
Sorry?
Aren't we just playing with words when we say when we're Moisif the... we're saying we're Moisif Heter.
No, it's understanding. It's not playing with words. It's understanding. It's understanding the concept. Let's say that the Svara, it works well with the Svara that we said before, that the Nichlal in Lois Soichal is don't do Tachbulus to be Mata the Issa. Here, I'm not finding Tachbulus to be Mata the Issa. I have a situation. The situation is that 30 parts of my Heter has become Osa now. Right. So I'm trying to be Matzel, I'm trying to save the Heter. So by me being Bimoisif, I'm not addressing that Lois Soichal. Lois Soichal, don't eat this kazayas of Bosa. But this kazayas, I'm not trying to eat this kazayas of Bosa. I don't mind if I don't eat this kazayas of Bosa. I'm not trying to eat this kazayas of Bosa. I'm looking at something else. I'm looking at my 30 pieces of Heter, which has become Osa. I'm trying to be Matzel that.
Correct.
So it's not the Lois Soichal which is talking me about the Heter.
That's my kavona, but Lemaisa, what I'm doing is I'm creating a situation where the Issa.
I understand that's a poilyotze, that's a result. Yeah. But I always have to look, if that's taka the Mokoir of Lois Soichal, I'm not addressing the Lois Soichal now. I'm addressing the Heter. I'm addressing the Chelik of the Heter. I have a situation where 30 pieces of my meat have been messed up now. I want to save those. So by being Mimoisif, I'm saving those. It's not the Torah telling me about Lo Seichel, which is talking to me about this particular piece of Issa, which I might have. A big Heta in Bitl Issa Lekatchila is where it's Ein Kavod Noso Levatel. I'm doing a Pa'ula where my intention is not to be Mevatel, my intention is something completely else. The Taz gives an example. If I have ants, an infestation of ants in my honey, I have a jar of honey and there's loads of ants in it. How do you get the honey? How do you get the ants out of the honey? It's basically impossible. It's each ant you have to address and it comes up with a whole blob of honey. It's not happening.
Liquidize.
Who?
heat it up, pour it through a strainer.
Right, very good. So the Taz Haza Eitzah, if you heat it up, it becomes in a runny solution, and then you put it through a strainer, and then at the same time, the ants will stay at the top of the strainer, and the honey will become back pure honey. Very good. The Shaila is when I, Kolzman, that it's cold, it doesn't do anything, the ants don't do, have any interaction with the honey, and there's no Issa going into the honey. But now if I heat it up, when there's blias of the ants going in the honey, and if there's no shishim, then the honey is zecha also once I heat it up. But let's say in a case where there is shishim in the honey, neged the ants. And let's, you know, normally that would be the case where ants is a very, very small, even if I had 100 of ants in a jar of honey, I'll always have shishim in the honey, neged the thing, neged the ants. But now when I heat up the honey, the issa, the tam of the ants are going into the honey, and that's creating the issa. But at the same time, I have shishim in the honey, which is mevatl issa. But here I have a problem of ein mevatl issa lekatchila. I'm not allowed to be mevatl issa lekatchila. So I wouldn't be allowed to heat it up, theoretically. There would be a problem of bitl issa lekatchila to heat up the honey in order to be able to get rid of the ants. Why? Because at the same time, that's when I'm creating the issa. Kolzman, I don't heat it up. There's no interaction between the ants and the honey, and it's not going to be transferred to the honey. But my pu'ula of trying to rectify it, that's the pu'ula of making the issa. But the Taz says asvara as ein kavanos levatel. Here I'm not trying to do a pu'ula of bitl issa lekatchila. Sacha koil, I want to have a practical etzer of getting rid of the ants by heating it up in order to be able to strain the honey, and then I'll be able to get rid of the ants. So where it's ein kavanoso levatel, then there's no problem of bitl issa lekatchila. The Taz says it's such a svara, and al kaponim, this svara we can understand if we take on that bitl issa lekatchila is only issa drabono. If you say bitl issa lekatchila drabono, say the Chazal said that the whole list is only where it's kavanoso levatel. But if it's ein kavanoso levatel, I don't want to come onto the bitl, but I'm only doing it for a different reason in order to get rid of the ants, a practical solution how to differentiate between the ants and the honey. So then there's no problem of bitl issa lekatchila. But if I'd say that it's a deraisa, then we can't work with svaros where ein kavanoso levatel. I'm doing a blyta dov shem ischaven by din deraisa. Dov shem ischaven by din deraisa would also be a mosa osal kaponim. So from the fact that we see that the Taz gives this eitzah and says that we can, where it's ein kavanoso levatel, then I'm allowed to rely on this, then that would be a. And that's what we see that the Taz Taka holds that bitl issa lekatchila is only a din derabonon and not a din deraisa.
What's the status of the strainer after you've used it?
If it's hot, then it could be that blias went through because the ants are touching the thing, so then you'd have to kasher it. You'd have to do hagolas kelim.
The strainer.
There's a common world problem of strawberries, where sometimes they have toloim. Each country, according to their vada kashrus, which they have, they give them their guidelines of how to eat strawberries. But in Eretz Yisrael, generally the vada kashrus say that you can't eat strawberries the way they are. Even after washing them and soaking them, the only way you can eat the fresh strawberries is by grinding them up. What's the help of grinding them up? Is because we know that in case there are bugs there, if you grind it up, then there's oisdin barrier. That means the problem is we've discussed chad betray, yovash b'yovash, and we've discussed the bitl b'shishim. There's another din that barrier is afil be'elef le'botl. Even if you have a whole insect in its entirety, then it's not bottle even be'elef. So if you have one bug on a strawberry, it's not going to be a bottle. So another form of bitl issa lekatchila is if you go and cut up the sherets, then it's ois barrier, and then you default back to the regular din of bitl b'shishim. So if you blend all the strawberries, then lemaisa you're not going to have a whole barrier. You'll have maybe half barriers. Now, once you have half barriers, then we default back to the regular din of bitl b'shishim. And pashas, you have in strawberries, in the blended strawberries, you'll have cut up. Even if you do have cut up shrotzim, lemaisa is bottle b'shishim, and it's bottle b'shishim, it's beseder. The problem is, I'm allowed to lekatchila go and blend it up because there's a problem of ein mevatel issa lekatchila. By cutting them up, then this is a sif in Simon Kuf of Beria, that like I'm not allowed to be mevatel issa lekatchil by putting issa into heter, I'm also not allowed to cut up a beria in order to create the din of betel b'shishim because I'm a mevatel issa lekatchila. So if I go and dice it up, I'm being over mevatel issa lekatchila. The problem would be that maybe there's ein kavanos levatel. That means if the purpose why I'm blending it is in order to be able to, because I want to have blended strawberries, I want to make a dessert, a compote, and the way you do it is by, this is the recipe fathers that should have blended strawberries, then it's ein kavanos levatel, because asach hakol I want to have ground strawberries, I'm making a compote. In the process, could be I'm chopping up shirotzim, but ain't kavanos levatel, so there's no problem of bitlis lekatchila. Mashenken, if lekatchila I'm doing it only in order to be able to eat the strawberries, and the only way I can eat it is blended. It's a mamela. My pool of blending it up is also a problem of bitlis lekatchila. There's an interesting story in many years ago in the days of the Chazon Ish, where there was the Vizhnitz bakery in Bnei Brak, which they were baking loaves of bread, and they had the problem of they were finding toiloim in the kemach, in the breads, they were finding toiloim. So they went to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, they complained to the Chazon Ish that we're having problems with the toiloim. He ignored it, and he didn't take notice of the thing. They came back at once, twice, Rebbe, we see the toiloim, we see that there's a real problem. So he said, first of all, lechem, we can't asa. Alechem yechia odom, bread is something which we can't asa. But there's toloim there. So the Chazon Ish said, kayas git in shlinges arup. Meaning that, the Chazon Ish said, kayas git, that means chew it well, and then swallow it. What was his kavona? His kavona was that if your mouth can be the grinding, blending machine, which makes it ois barrier. That means if you, when you grind it up, that's, but your kavon is not to be mevatlis lekatchila, your kavon is to eat, I want to eat bread. In your mouth, I'm allowed to grind it, and because that's how you normally eat, and aliday that, I'll be able to eat it. Now, we're not allowed to take this head of the Chazon Ish out of context and say that every dovo issa, any taruvas, strawberries, you're allowed to eat because kais git in shlinges arup. First of all, there's a big nidden, is are we done barrier before it goes into the mouth or once it's in your mouth? By brochus, there has a chashivus of barrier. If the thing is a barrier, a whole grape, before it goes into your mouth, then you have to make it's a sovikal kaponim, if you have to make alo eitz on a whole grape, even though it's pochsim mekazai, it's pochsim mekashir. It's machlek shushanim, and therefore the halach, we say we shouldn't put a whole berry into your mouth. When it comes to issa, do we look at it before it goes into the mouth, that's when it has a din barrier, or no, do we say once it's in your mouth, you can still grind it up in your mouth in order that when I swallow it, it shouldn't have the din barrier. That's one machlek. It's obvious that the Chazon Ish held that we go boss of the shas the blia, because even once it's in your mouth, I can already create a situation where I'm allowed to grind it up. But another chiddush of the Chazon Ish is that avada, in a case where I know avada, I have a vadai sheretz, I'm not allowed to do that because the vada sheretz ain mevat nisa lekatchila. That's another shmuz for zich, that where I have a sofik issa, where there's a sofik issa, then the chachomim will make it to do a bit less lekatchila. So on each piece of bread, each bite, I have a sofik. Is there sheretz over here? If I have a sofik, then I'm allowed to go and rely on bit less lekatchila. So that's what the Chazon Ish meant. That besides alechem yechia odom, a person, we can't ask a bread. Mele, if you have it, if there's taka sofik of shirotzim, then kais git and swallow it because he was mekel mazoi. And that's betzem. Even in Eretz Yisrael, when they say that you should blend the strawberries, they don't say that take the shirotzim and grind them up and then you're allowed to eat them. Only in a matzav of sofik. So therefore, even before grinding them up, they say first wash it with soap, and that it takes it down from being muhsik b'toloim, and they say that you create a situation where it's only a sofik. Once it's only a sofik, I have bichlal a sofik, where there's issa there, then I'm allowed to go and be mevatel issa lekatchila and grind it up, because by a sofik issa, I'm allowed to be mevatel lekatchila. That will also stim if we hold that a bitl issa lekatchila is a din derabonon. If you hold that bitl issa lekatchila is a din derabonon, then by a sofik issa, then sofik derabonon lehokel, and I'm allowed to do the pa'ula of grinding it up. Mashenken, if it would be a deraisa, then it's a sofik deraisa, and I... wouldn't be allowed to.
So why can't I grind the strawberries in my mouth?
Sorry?
Why can't I grind the strawberries in my mouth?
Because it's a hetzer said by lechem.
It's a sofik, though.
If it's a sofik. But if I haven't treated it at all.
I've washed the strawberries, and then I want to eat them and grind
them. So then it's relying on that kula of the Chazanish, yeah. which says that beria is nidden when you swallow it. That alone is a machloikus. Uh-huh. So the Chazanish, and also the Chazanish said it himself, only by bread, which is a necessity, rather than a strawberry, which is a luxury.
Don't be sure. That's not a rabbit. Go ahead. 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 Go